RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Live from the Laughing Monk Studios. I think I know who this guy is. First name, Mark.
Oh.
Legend.
Oh, I can't Legend. Wait. I can't wait.
Legend.
I'm just stoked that you got a read right.
Are you serious? I mean, that kind of hurts, bro.
There it is.
Let's get out to my man.
Let's do it.
Mark, who's standing by. He's friends with Dibs. Mark, who are you, my man?
I'm a friend of both of you, I hope, you know.
What?
Both of you. How's it going, guys?
So this is the one and only Mark Abanez?
Yes. I am. I'm gonna take the blame for that right off the bat.
The pride of Sandersville High School.
Going,
I love it. We're doing great, Mark. Thank you for calling in. Man, it's an honor.
The last real sportscaster this market has ever seen.
That hurts.
Now it's just these homogenous. Is Beal still doing sports?
I think so.
Okay. Other than that, it's just a bunch of coconuts that you can't distinguish one from the next. Like, back when I was growing up, it's like, do I watch Abanez? Do I go to Radish? But you knew who they were, right?
Right.
Like, they were, like he has a style. And
Joe Fonzie, Fred Inglis.
Sure. Yeah, right? And now it's just like, I don't know what the hell this is.
Let's just say it's a changing landscape from when we were doing it. But, you know, the thing that got me to call in is I loved hearing the talk about Gary Radish, who, another friend, and, you know, obviously legendary. And the thing that stoked me up is to hear him being given credit for kind of getting away from the nuts and bolts of sports and putting the, you know, humorous, lighthearted, you know, it's not life or death aspect into it on a nightly basis. So I think he deserves a major tip of the cap for that. And he needs to know he's not forgotten out there. So love Gary. And you worked with him pretty closely, right, Dan Dibley?
Yeah, without a doubt, for about 5.5 years. And I actually was able to talk to him about 5 months ago. And he's doing great. And he's living a... his best life, where I think that his youngest son is a senior, so they've got time in the South Bay, and he also, of course, is bebopping to other properties that he may or may not have. So Gary's doing awesome, as you are, Mark, in retirement.
I miss the people, and as a retired guy, just heard, I'm stealing this line, he said, you know, I don't miss the circus, but I do miss a few of the clowns. So, you know, that pretty much describes it. I do miss hanging out in the sports department and going to the games from time to time. But, you know, it's kind of nice not wearing a watch and not getting that little butterfly in the stomach at 10:52 every night. Nice. I like it. Up in Napa these days, guys.
Oh, it's so good.
Hey, Mark, were you in the market before Radnich, or did you precede Radnich, or how did that work out?
If memory serves, I started in 1979, and I was the weekend guy behind Gary Park, and I don't believe Gary was in the market quite yet. I think early 80s for Gary. And Joe Fonzie was down in Salinas, and then he came up to Channel 5 in the early 80s, too. So 43 years total for me at Channel 2.
So, Mark, when he came on board, and I'm talking about Radnich, and he had this unique style, were you at the time and the rest of the sportscasters, were you like, whoa, who is this guy? Like, what's going on here? Did it really sort of stand out? Because it was sort of a little bit unconventional, to say the least.
Yeah, I thought so. And you know, truth be told, it probably took me a little while to warm up to it, because at Channel 2, and so both of you guys, I take it, grew up here from way back when, and you know enough to know that Channel 2 was very much nuts and bolts, no nonsense with the news. And if you did, in those early days, try and throw in a little bit of humor, I'll never forget this. I thought I said a couple of funny things during the sports cast, and at least the cameramen and the producers were laughing. And we go off the air, and Dennis Richmond, you remember him?
Oh, yeah.
He looks at me, and he goes, and Dennis gives me that hardcore stare, and he goes, "So we're doing funny sports now, huh?" Let's just say that threw me back a few months and inhibited me a little bit, but I learned so much from Dennis that he was definitely a mentor to me and the big brother I never had. But I wish you guys could see Dennis's face the first time I ever showed up on the set just wearing shorts, you know, because you couldn't see under the desk. So I had a habit, as people who worked with me know, of not really being a fan of wearing a suit. And so Dennis just gave me that stare, you know, and he was a military guy, man. And he gave me a look that just basically says, "Oh no, hell no, you're not wearing shorts on my set." You know, he taught me a lot about being a professional, but at the same time, you have to grow into, you know, you guys know this from having been in the business a long time. You can't fake it. You can't have a shtick for too long. Eventually, you have to be yourself, and people are going to like it or not. And I, you know, garnered enough respect from Dennis over the years where he let me kind of like express myself and be a little more opinionated and funny from time to time, or try to be, I should say, you know. So, definitely. So happy to have been able to be a sportscaster during that era. If you think about it, man, I came in right before the Niners got really good, got to go to all their Super Bowls and, you know, obviously the Giants and the Warriors got in at the, you know, retired at the tail end in 22 of the Warriors' last championship. So it's been a pretty perfect time to have worked in the Bay Area sports-wise, you know.
Yeah, it's Mark Abanez here on 95.7 The Game with Double Dan. So I guess we can kind of blame you for the demise of the local teams. You retire, now we don't win championships, huh, Mark? Thanks.
Yeah, I'm sure. You know what I wish I could lose? And I honestly think this is one of the secrets to lasting over the years is – I grew up here, as you know, Dan, in San Rafael, and I loved the local teams, like since I was a little kid. And I wish in retirement I could lose my ability, if you want to call it that. I wish I wouldn't get nervous watching these games. Like, it's ridiculous. I'm like, I'm a grown man. Why am I getting nervous down the stretch of these games? But I think listeners and viewers, they kind of realize that that this guy really cares about these teams. And I think they could tell, get people who'd go, man, I could tell you were really ticked off at the Giants last night. I'm like, yeah, you're right. It ticked me off in a big way, you know. And in a way, I think viewers and listeners always can kind of tell if you have a little skin in the game emotionally. And I think that was always a difference for me. And I strayed, walked that fine line between I didn't want to be a homer, but I kind of, you know, was being sincere about it. It wasn't like I got a job in L.A. and pretended to like the Dodgers. You know what I mean? It was real, and I veered off, but hopefully I didn't go total homer on people either, too.
Was it KTVU? I'm almost certain it was. When Will Clark, in his rookie year, after they won, where they clenched? And was that you or was that Gary Park, where he just started dropping F-bombs and expletives?
Yeah, no, that was definitely Gary Park. He was in the clubhouse after they won that. Will, I think he was a rookie, right? I think that was his second year.
No.
He came up in
86.
Mark,
you know why it was his rookie? You know why I remember this? Because I've seen this on YouTube. It's because he said, I've waited my whole damn career for this, and he was a rookie.
Yeah. That's what I was going to say. He's waited, you know, not very long. But anyway, he's dropping F-bombs on live television, and Gary Park just looks at him very calmly, professional that he was, and he goes, you're over-modulating, Will. You know, take a hint, pal. You know, you're going overboard, and that was a classic moment in Bay Area television.
Just one more, Mark, before we let you go, just an actual sports take, because you mentioned how you watch all this and you're so locked in. The Warriors, they're up and down. They're coming off of three straight wins. Are you seeing them as a team that turned the corner, or are they really just a 500 club no matter what?
I think you're seeing what you're seeing, and it's real. You know, I think they've obviously had a fantastic run, and I heard this line. It wasn't meant to be, directed at the Warriors, but when you have success over a long period of time, doesn't matter what the subject is or what the team, it tends to bring on amnesia. In other words, I think a lot of fans, you know, because of the success, they have amnesia with regard to how this team was, and you guys lived through it, the down years, to say the least, and people are getting so uptight and upset about what's going on, and I just kind of remind myself, this has been such a great decade of Warrior basketball, but I lived through the Joe Barely Care years and all of that stuff. And I think that you just have to keep that in mind. In other words, what I'm trying to say nicely is the dominant era is over. They're back to normal in that they're going to have to scrap to make a playoff slot. They're going to have to set their sights a little bit lower, and the fans are going to need to adjust to that. This is no longer a dominant team, and they're not going to be dominating, but they have a chance to be really entertaining and kind of like last year, you know, make it into the playoffs, do some damage, and you never know, and then you roll the dice and good stuff can happen. But let's not forget how bad things were, where the playoffs weren't even a question, you know, before the whole Steph era began.
Mark, thanks so much for joining us, man. It was a surprise, but you just made our day.
Yeah, I just wanted to say Merry Christmas to you guys. I really, you know, I'm running errands today. I actually went into a parking lot of a well-known department store, and I said, "Oh no, I'm not taking these back today." It was mayhem in the parking lot. Everybody returning stuff. So I was listening to you on the way over to Corte Madera, and thought I'd wish you guys a belated Merry Christmas, and hope you guys have a great year. And I like listening to your show, Dan DeBone, on weekends too.
Well, when is it?
It's on 1-4, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Seriously? It's my guy, Ivan.
Seriously, Mark?
Get silent.
Wow. Seriously, that hurts, man. That hurts.
That was great.
Mark, thanks so much for joining us, man. Good stuff. You know, there was a guy, by the way, I have friends too on my phone.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, so a guy by the name, we all know Dave Gingona.
I love Dave Gingona.
He just hit me up and asked if we were there at the same time. We were not. Because Gingona, I interned over there.
At Kron?
Yeah, way back, mid-90s.
Really?
Yeah.
In other words, were you and I there at the same time, or you and he? Because
I know him, so he was asking if I knew you from KRON.
That's crazy, because I was there in the same time.
Were you doing an internship?
I'll tell you all about it on the other side.
Oh, I'm sure you will. Why'd I open up that can of worms? We are sponsored by Kalshi. Trade on anything. Back with Dan Avone and Dan Dibley after this. By Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. Turn that up, pasta. Feliz Navidad. I'm going to get out of this chair. How many people are watching at home want to see Dan Avone just cut this out? This is good stuff. Yeah, no, we need the lyrics. All right.
You could offer them. You apparently are some sort of Jose Feliciano expert.
Feliciano.
You called John Joe earlier. Don't correct me.
What did I call him?
You called him Joe Feliciano. It's John.
Oh, is it really?
I was going to correct him, but I kind of wanted him to do it again so somebody else would.
I kind of did too, but now when he's coming down my road, I got to re-road his road.
Good thing you didn't come on the show the other day, then. All right, stay where you are,
Mongo.
Joe. Is it, why Mongo? Because he swears?
No, because he's gigantic and he looks like a Mongo.
All right. Well,
all right.
Let's just segue into
blow
the
me off with that.
Perfect.
Oh, all right.
Perfect segue into the 49ers, right? We done with the Warriors?
Sure.
All right.
Let's talk about anything. I love it.
Let's go into them San Francisco 49ers. I think that the Chicago Bears, I don't know what to think about the Bears. Seriously.
The Bears are who we thought they were.
Now that's Denny
and we let him off the hook.
That was Denny Green.
Yeah, one of the all-time great rants.
At that time? That was Matt Leinart's debut.
Oh, God.
Against the Phoenix Cardinals, yeah.
Matt Leinart.
Denny Green, a former Stanford head coach.
Thank you.
Former Northwestern. You couldn't go Northwestern, could you?
I probably wouldn't have pulled that out.
Yeah, Northwestern.
Yep.
Buck stops there. You got anything else, Denny Green?
Great mustache.
Yeah. He looked like somebody.
He looked like Denny Green.
No, there was somebody else.
Rest in peace.
No, actually, he looked like one of the Eddie Murphy characters. What was it? Eddie Murphy played like 8 different characters? What movie was that?
Not the Clumps.
He looked like the dad. Of the Clumps. Yeah, he was the dad.
Huh. All right.
No?
I'm not sure if I've ever seen that. I'm not sure if I can really place that character as it relates to Denny Green, but yeah. The Bears are who we thought they were, Dan.
Well, the Bears are, I don't know whether they're lucky, I won't throw that word out there again, but this is a team that's been very fortunate. I mean, there's some things that have bounced their way, not only in one game, but a succession of games. And so I'm a firm believer that if you get separation early in a game, or if you can run away and hide like the 49ers did against Indianapolis, to me, that's a little bit more legitimate. There's more credibility in your wins when you're doing that, as opposed to what it is that the Bears are doing. So I think that there might be some serious holes on this team that just have not been exploited. And again, I'm a law of averages kind of guy. And I think at some point this stuff comes up and bites you in the ass.
But when do the law of averages come home to roost? And this is where the idea of luck and law of averages and the one thing that we know historically that is not sustainable is turnover differential. And the Bears' turnover differential is by far and away the best in football. So does that change on Sunday night? Does it not change until next September? Like, at what point does the law of averages come home to roost? And that's where things like that and what you're talking about with quote-unquote luck and the rest of it, you get 60 minutes of football, us against you, and who goes out there and plays better? And I think about yesterday with Minnesota and Detroit. Minnesota had, 4 yards passing net, and they won by 2 scores over Detroit because Jared Goff couldn't stop giving the ball to the other team.
A lot of people felt, and you'll hear this from time to time from people who don't really get into it or look at the numbers or the stats, that Jared Goff and Brock Purdy, Jared Goff, better quarterback, as good of a quarterback. If not, I bet the consensus around the country, if you were to say, who's a better quarterback, Jared Goff or Brock Purdy, the majority of the people would pick Jared Goff, and they're not even close statistically.
Right, and you would say that like back in August, but would you say it now?
No.
And this is where this conversation always, it drives me a little bit crazy because everything is so contextual because Jared Goff no longer has Ben Johnson as his offensive coordinator. The coordinator that they brought in, who I can't even name, he lost his play calling duties halfway through the year, and Dan Campbell, we're biting kneecaps, we're going to go for it on fourth down, he took over. So you go from one of the best play callers in football to a guy who lost his gig basically halfway through the year. So Jared Goff takes a step back. Are we surprised? Meanwhile, Brock Purdy has Kyle Shanahan. And the big knock on Brock was, oh, I mean, Brock can't do it unless he has A1 talent all around him. And this year he's got DeMarcus Robinson, he's got Sky Moore, he's got Kendrick Bourne off the scrap heap, and Juwan Jennings. So that argument goes to the...
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Side for me, it's really about your play caller, your offensive mind, and your quarterback. That to me is much more of an important marriage than who is a better quarterback.
I mean, doesn't that apply to Mac Jones and Sam Darnold?
Absolutely.
When you think about Mac Jones coming into the league,
think about Sam Darnold last year when he went to Minnesota with a great offensive mind and good skill guys around him, he had a phenomenal year. This year, they're more of a defensive team. They've got Smith and Jigba as a receiver. They can't run the ball, and their head coach is a defensive-minded guy. So Sam Darnold's not as good this year.
Well, he's pretty good.
But he's not as good as he was last year.
That's true.
And I do think that we have to think about that in terms of context always when it comes to quarterbacks.
Yeah, especially if you're someone like that as Sam Darnold. You come out number three, and the worst thing that could happen to anybody is you go to the New York Jets. And Adam Gase was the head coach at the time. I don't know if you remember Adam Gase's introductory press conference. Like his eyes were going.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
That was pretty strange, yeah. And then he goes from there to Matt Rhule in Carolina, so it's going from bad to worse. But that's the thing about Shanahan, where he sees something in these guys. They're like, I can work with that. Like, there is There's an aptitude that he recognized, and that's why Kyle Shanahan is who he is. When you think about it, and maybe they learned the hard way, there's not a big difference between the Washington Commanders and that of the San Francisco 49ers. Although the Commanders are 5-12 as opposed to a team a year ago that went to the NFC Championship game. But they lost their quarterback. They lost Zach Ertz. They lost Austin Eckler. They've suffered injuries, but so have the Niners.
Yep.
But look at the Niners. The Niners are heading the other direction. They're about to go to the NFC Championship, potentially the NFC Championship. At least it's in the conversation. And meanwhile, Washington is so bad. Well, why is that? And I think a lot of it is Dan Quinn versus Kyle Shanahan.
Agreed. And also, I think when you look at the skill position players around Washington versus the Niners have Christian McCaffrey. And you mentioned, you know, Washington lost Eckler, and they've had to go to less experienced running backs as a result. And, you know, wide receiver-wise, Terry McLaurin missed games. Deebo Samuel's not really a one anymore. But, yeah, it comes down to a lot of things. And it's scheme, it's personnel, and it's the quarterbacking. And that's why back in March, on day one of free agency, when the Niners went out and they signed Mac Jones, I said at the time, this is a brilliant move. Just in case something were to happen to Brock Purdy, and by the way, something happened to Brock Purdy, you brought in a backup who was a legitimate, highly drafted backup who might be able to thrive in the system.
Well, I throw love to Mac Jones, and I think anytime we talk about the 49ers and the position they're currently in, you have to recognize what it is that Mac Jones did. You're not here without him.
Right.
And let's not forget that Mac Jones, when he was a quarterback of this team, had no offensive line, had no one to throw to. He had Christian McCaffrey. There wasn't even Kittle. And he lost everybody on defense. And I don't know literally why he's still alive after that Rams game. Like, not only did he get punished, but he won that thing. And I don't think Brock Purdy wins you that football game. I'm not going after Brock Purdy. I'm just saying that when we retell the story, should the 49ers get to a bowl this year and finally win that thing under Kyle Shanahan, let's not forget to recognize one Mac Jones, because Mac Jones, he plays a huge role in the success of the 49ers this year.
Well, that was the game, honestly. That was the game
in Atlanta, too.
Sure, but Atlanta, I mean, you were able to kind of control that game from the outset for the most part. The Ram game, and it's funny because you talked about luck, and I don't believe in luck. And that game, you had a Blake Corum fumble. You had a punch out at the goal line, and then Sean McVegas goes for it on 4th-and-1 in overtime instead of, you know, tying the game up with a field goal, and you got to stop. So the 49ers, when plays needed to be made, they made the plays because the Rams are going to go in and score a touchdown and take the lead late in that game, but you got a punch out at the 1-yard line. And so is that luck or is that skill? To me, it's skill, and I think it was Alfred Collins who fought off a double team and didn't give up on the play, and was able to fight back through and get the hand down on the football and punch that thing out at the goal line. So that's not luck to me. That is your guy coming through with a big-time play in a big-time moment. So, yeah, can the Bears continue to get, quote-unquote, lucky and recovering an onside kick and winning other games late that are semi-flukish? Maybe they can't, but at the same time, you have to make plays in these games to win.
You do, but when you're reliant on comebacks and you're reliant on recovering onside kicks, which never happens in 2025, listen, I'm always reminded that the ball's oval. So a turnover means that, okay, you're fortuitous, maybe you're not lucky, but that thing, who the hell knows where that thing's going? Unless you have a Peanut Tillman that's doing his thing.
Yeah, Fred Warner's a guy who does it a lot now.
That's skill. But if you're winning the turnovers and you're winning because of turnovers, that's just telling me that that oval thing is bouncing your way more often than not. And again, to get back to the law of averages, at some point it's going in the other direction.
But at what point? And that's where you're not wrong, law of averages, but it doesn't mean that it has to happen this Sunday or even this year. The law of averages eventually kind of work their way out. And think about this, the game against the Colts. Brock Purdy drops back, and he is pressured, and he's hit, and the ball flies out of his hand. It's a fumble. But Luke Farrell happens to be just kind of cruising by. I don't know if he was waiting for an Uber or if he was just going in motion, but he picked that thing right out of the air and got 3 yards. That is fortuitous. And you could say that that's luck, or you could say that's a guy who was, you know, aware and made a play and was able to keep a possession alive.
You want to know why Luke Farrell was there? because he got his ass beat by the guy.
That and he was chasing, yeah.
Brock Purdy. So he was just Brock, trailing the play.
Right? Run, Brock!
No, I get what you're saying. I think that the more games you play, eventually it's going to catch up with you. And that could be the case with the Chicago Bears. But there's no denying it's a good football team. They can run, right?
Yep.
And they're going to run right the hell at you. And I think that that's something that you're going to see a lot of, because a lot of people feel as though that the 49ers have to prove, although they did do a good job of shutting down Indianapolis in their running attack. And I think that they got sort of surprised maybe a little bit, not to take anything away from Phillip Rivers, but the fact that Phillip Rivers threw as often as he did, especially when they ran like 80% of the time in Phillip Rivers' first return, in his inaugural return against the Seahawks, and then all of a sudden he's getting shotgun right from the jump. I think that sort of surprised the 49ers.
A little bit, yeah. And if you look at like the fortuitous nature of each season, the Bears' offense has only turned over 10 times. So you could talk about the defense and how many takeaways they have, and maybe some of that is good fortune, but the offense has been very Spartan, very prudent with keeping the football. The Niners offense has 20 turnovers. The Rams have just 10. So that it's ultimately what decides a lot of these games, but I think in this one especially, the 49ers cannot afford to give the Bears extra possessions.
And this always gets back to, and I said this the other day, can you recall off the top of your head, all right, no looking down at your laptop or your computer, eyeball me. Eyeball. What movie was that? Was that what was Richard Gere's movie in the military? You eyeball me, boy.
Officer and a Gentleman.
Yeah, remember that with Lou Gossett Jr.
How old are you?
You don't remember Officer and a Gentleman?
Of course I do, but we're dealing with an audience of younger people. That movie came out in 1982.
No, it did not. Pasta, you're an old soul, my man. Do you have any knowledge when it comes to Officer and a Gentleman?
I feel like I'm an old soul, but not that old, unfortunately, so you don't have me.
You know what year that came out?
You know, you're intimidating the hell out of him today. Usually, he's in my hip pocket.
You know why? Because you need to be put in check, Devone.
What year? 82?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. I'll wait.
But it's a classic, right?
I will wait.
What do you want, an apology?
You're damn right I do.
So, he was saying, don't eyeball me, boy. So, this is where I was going with it.
All right.
Look
at
me.
82.
Heads up.
I'm looking right at you, Devone.
When you talk about the 49ers, I just saw you, man. You're
I was
ready,
closing
you're
out the window.
Ready to, like, you and your keyboard, man. Just, can we
My
just
hands
talk?
Are up. Yeah, can we
interface?
Just talk?
I mean, does everything have to be head down? Come on. You're from that generation. We've lost the ability to communicate.
We have.
Right?
We have.
So let's do it. You and I, right now, man.
Couple of double Ds born in the 60s.
Let's go. So here's the thing. When you talk about the 49ers, can you recall, as excited as we get about potentially going to the NFC Championship, a Super Bowl, is this the year? And I'm not throwing water on this, but can you recall the last time a team even went to a Super Bowl that did not have a guy who was coming off the edge, at least as a threat, to sack the opposing quarterback? Has it ever happened?
For this team or any team?
Any team. In the history of the league. Can you recall?
I can't, but AI can if you give me a minute.
Go ahead.
I'm not going to do it.
Go ahead.
No, I'm trying to think back where...
Play with your tickle your keyboard. It's over. We looked at each other for 10 whole seconds.
And you're a good-looking guy, so I'm not, you know, sad about looking at
seriousness.
You.
I mean...
I'm not remembering a team. And Mark, actually, Mark Willard, who comes back on Monday, Willard and Dibbs.
Maybe.
Yeah, although he might be getting pipped, and be more on that coming up in Higher or Lower. But... we were trying to talk about whether or not defense wins championships. Can you remember a team that had just a mediocre or a subpar defense that won the whole thing? And it happens more now than it used to, because now, I mean, defense is kind of like almost unnecessary. But to answer your question, I cannot remember a team that didn't have at least a guy who can, you know, wreck shop
one.
Up front.
Just one. Give me one. And it's usually somebody who's setting the edge. Like, every team has at least one of those guys.
Yeah.
I looked at this statistically. I think the New York Giants, one of those years they got in as a wild card with Eli. And that might have been the year that the New England Patriots were looking to set the record for the most wins or consecutive wins. They had statistically the worst defense. But you had Strahan coming off. That was Strahan's year.
Yep.
Right? But defensively, they were terrible. Their linebacking, the coverage was just mediocre at best. So I don't know that it's ever happened. Again, maybe this is the first. And the one thing I guess you could say about the 49ers defense, much like that of the Rams a year ago, is that they're young, but hopefully they're getting better. Because the Rams defense was sort of mediocre. It got better. And then it was sort of this crescendo at the end of the season where they just destroyed Sam Darnold and the Minnesota Vikings. And now it is carried over to this year. So maybe you can bet on that scenario with the 49ers. They're young, yes. They weren't very good. But with every rep, with every play in every game, there's more experience, and they're going to hit a different stride come the postseason. I don't know.
It just depends on how you go about playing these games. And the one thing that I have been tracking throughout the year, and actually throughout Shanahan's career, two things. One, when they win the time of possession battle, they win all the time. And when they rush the ball 30 times or more, they're 8-0 this year. And also, when they have the lead at the half, they're 10-0. So this Shanahan team is built one particular way. They're built to get the lead, at least by halftime, run the ball, and not have to come from behind. They don't come from behind a lot. Now, they do have two fourth-quarter comebacks this year. I think there's a Mac and there's a Brock, and that is impressive. But the Shanahan model, especially with this defense, is, you know, get the lead early. That way your defense can play bend but don't break, which is what Sala likes to do. They don't blitz a lot. And like you're saying, even when you do blitz, you don't usually sack the quarterback. You don't hit the quarterback. You don't get a lot of sack fumbles. So you're mostly going to rush four, cover with seven, and try to keep them in front of you. And then when you get the red zone, where defense is a little bit easier, hopefully you can try to have them only get three.
I haven't heard this bannered about. And this is one of those, and this was sort of a network, quote-unquote, take. Because locally, I don't think we think like this. But from afar, and if you've got a show, and I think this might have been Rob Parker, who's with Fox, or somebody was doing a podcast, and they were talking about, well, here the 49ers are again, with the potential to control their own destiny, get to an NFC Championship game. You could be the number one seed. So Kyle Shanahan, here we go again. You better win the damn thing.
Right.
Like, this is it. You've knocked on the door. This is the year. You kick that SOB down. Like, is that really, unless you really follow that team, I don't think that that's a fair assessment of Kyle. Granted, he's let some Super Bowls get away, potentially. We could talk about that. But is that really fair to apply to this year's team and where they're at right now?
I don't think so. I mean, this year feels more like, not quite house money, but it feels like no matter what happens, I personally will be satisfied with what they did this year. You lost your quarterback for half the year. You lost Bosa for most of the year. You lost Fred Warner for more than half. You didn't have Kittle for more than a month. And yet you're 11-4. So you're going to the playoffs with a team of babies on defense. And your offense has been McCaffrey, a little bit of Kittle, some Purdy, and a bunch of guys who nobody would have thought were going to have the years that they're having. Kendrick Bourne had a two-game stretch where he was Jerry Rice. Juwan Jennings has again been phenomenal, especially in the red zone. So I look at what they've already done, and I'm not going to hold his feet to the fire if they go one and done, or even if they go all the way to the Super Bowl and they lose. This year is a little bit of found money. Last year was different, where it was kind of Super Bowl or bust last year.
Yeah, unfortunately, you're right. But I don't think that that's the way this thing is going to be digested. Like, I
agree. It's not, nor should it be.
And I also think as fans, while that, again, that's practical, if they're one and done in the playoffs, if they don't get the number one seed, Kyle Shanahan's going to hear it. And that's just sort of the nature of that beast.
Right.
And that's what you sign up for as a head coach. But that's just sort of where we're at when it comes to the 49ers. If you come this far, do not tease me again. Let's win one of these damn things.
I think about Sean McDermott as an example in Buffalo where, you know, at what point does he hear, and maybe he already hears, and I don't listen to a lot of Buffalo sports talk radio, but he's had less success in Buffalo, and you could say he's had as much at his disposal as Shanahan has. And, you know, Buffalo makes the postseason almost every year, and yet Buffalo finds a way to lose virtually every year. I don't believe that McDermott's been to a Super Bowl in Buffalo. I'm positive that he hasn't. And so I wonder how much criticism he gets. And Zach Taylor in Cincinnati, he made the one Super Bowl, and he's got this amazing, shiny quarterback, and he's got two high-paid receivers, and yet they struggle to even make the playoffs most years.
You know, it's funny you mentioned the Buffalo Bills for a couple of reasons. I also heard that comparison, that Kyle Shanahan is the modern version of Marv Levy, that he's going to go not four consecutive Super Bowls, but he's that guy. He's going to Super Bowls and he's not winning them. I don't think that that's fair either, especially this year. But you mentioned the Buffalo Bills. You know, we're West Coast. You're definitely West Coast. We don't hear from enough people from the New York area that sound like from They're from the New York area, and I know you said you don't necessarily follow the Bills all that closely.
Yep.
I got a buddy. I just text him. He's so Buffalo, and he's so New York. He'll scare the hell out of all of us. I just hit him up, and I'm like, just please call into the show because we're going to hear from a true New Yorker. And this guy, you want to know what his name is? First name, James. Last name, Guccione.
Oh, and they not call Guccione. Guccione.
Right, he's an Italian.
Thank you very much. He is Guccione. Sorry.
Yeah.
And
it, I got you.
They call him the Gooch. So I just reached out to the Gooch for all of you. And this is the tease of the year. You're not going to get this from Willard. I'm teasing that we're going to get a guy. Hey, ah, oofa. New York City is going to call in and talk Buffalo Bills. It has nothing to do with the 49ers, the Golden State Warriors, Marin, North Bay. No, this is all about New York. And James Guccione's going to talk Buffalo Bills.
I want to know if he thinks that Sean McDermott's a choker. Because he can't even get to the bowl. At least Shanny's been to a couple.
I wouldn't do that to him.
I'm not afraid of him. Some guy from New York. And by the way, I meant to say this earlier because you were so wrong earlier. You were wrong and you were out of line. You were crying and whining about, oh, we got our first call here. Nobody called the other day. Boo-hoo-hoo. The block was hot. And I heard the call. The block was hot, and Shamari was awesome.
Isn't he the best?
I haven't heard him in a couple years, and when he came on with that voice, and I can't even pretend to do a facsimile of it. It's so deep and good and strong, and you're like, the block is hot.
Oh, man. Well,
and then today you're crying about no calls.
Because I had to reach into the personal network.
There you go.
He drives for BART, by the way. We got a little, he's a boop, BART conductor.
Oh, he does?
Yeah, he is.
Didn't know that.
Yeah, he's like, Devon, I see so many tracks. I'm losing my mind. Let's talk about football. Thank you very much. Shamari Block, shout out. It's a Football Friday presented by Merit America. Visit them at meritamerica.org/super. We are brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. Oh, look at this. It's like a Christmas tree. We're lighting up. We got calls. Oh, I saw James, but it's from Richmond. Nah, that ain't Guccione.
We're getting closer.
We're not going to Richmond. I'm just joking. James, don't go anywhere, man. I'm tired. I'm tired of staring at this guy. Back after this.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line.
Hang in there.
Isn't it time for you to discover the islands? River Islands in Lathrop. I've never been to Lathrop.
Oh, it's nice.
Is it?
Really nice. Yeah, you get out to Tracy and you head towards Stockton and then you head in, and man, all these wonderfully planned master communities right there on the Merced River. Hello, I'm Dan Dibley for River Islands. Actually, I went there many, many, many years ago, right when it was in its nascent stage. Nascent.
Jesus. Nascent. Put that on the list. How many of these we have now?
Seven or eight.
Have any of you guys been to Linden?
I have.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds, and grow your business fast.
I'm like Woody Allen, man. I don't leave the city unless I'm going to the airport.
There was a baseball player named Aaron Judge who was perhaps going to come to the Giants.
That's right.
So I had an idea. Why don't we go to his hometown of Linden, California? We'll do a live show there. We'll talk to the local folk and see if we can't lure him, recruit him to the Giants.
How'd that work out?
As badly as you would imagine. We did a show from a drafty Elks club with three people around us. Not a single person in the town would speak to us on the record about Aaron. Not his high school coach, not either of his parents, not even the local cashier at the Gas and Sip. So basically we drove to Linden and did what we've been doing all day.
Gas and Sip.
Stared at each other.
So Linden, I want to say, is Central Valley?
Ish, yeah.
Okay.
It's you get toward Stockton and then you head toward like Jackson.
No,
California.
Idea. Jackson's. Okay, look at me. Look at me.
I'm staring at you.
Stay right
you
here.
You need to get out
me.
More often.
Stay here.
I'm here.
Who? Oh, come on, man.
I'm looking at the
up
phone.
Here, up here. Who is, off the top of your head, oh, actually, there isn't a right or wrong answer, the most famous athlete out of the Central Valley?
The most famous athlete? Like, what do you consider the Central Valley?
Well,
let's start there.
Okay, I'll say from Los Banos to Merced.
Los Banos to Merced? We're not going down to like Fresno and up to Stockton?
Merced is past Fresno, so Fresno's included in that.
Fresno is south of Merced.
Okay, let's have Fresno be the cutoff. Or Tulare.
Can you please clean up your
Fresno.
Parameters? The answer is Lorenzo Neal.
Oh, okay. Well, you just didn't want to get punched. Well, first of all, it's Aaron Judge, Josh Allen, and Dave Henderson. Do you know Dave Henderson?
I do know Dave
and
Henderson.
The life of Donnie
Hendu.
Moore?
Yeah. Donnie Moore, we called him back then.
Yeah.
And you know that Josh Allen's from Fireball.
That's Central Valley.
I guess, yeah.
Isn't it? I believe it is.
Again, it depends on what you consider Central Valley.
Well,
if you
want
to go from the Grapevine up to like Tracy or Stockton, now we're talking about a different thing here. Define your parameters.
How many times I hit that Grapevine on my way to Los Angeles? Like, the Grapevine. You lose all your reception, so you got no radio. And you just got to talk. It's kind of like now. I got to talk to the person next to me.
That's tough, yeah.
Possibly.
Yeah, we caught one of those five-hour delays where, and I always check Waze. We were coming off the Grapevine. All of a sudden, it's like, oh, we're not moving. And then you check. It's like, oh, there's not only an accident, but there's a fire.
Oh, no.
Road closure.
Yeah.
And you're 38 miles from the nearest exit. You're stuck.
What's the amusement park?
Magic Mountain.
Magic Mountain. Have you ever been?
Many times. I went to Cal State Northridge.
Oh, okay. You're right
I spent five glorious junior years there.
Were you there for the earthquake?
No. Oh. Actually, I was there for the 89 quake and then the 94 quake there. I was back here.
You didn't feel the 89 quake out there?
No.
Oh, okay.
But we were watching the game on TV and my roommate was talking to his grandma here in the city. Oh, Matthew, we're having an earthquake.
Do you know that Al Michaels got the Emmy for that?
He should have.
But it wasn't a sports Emmy.
It was a news Emmy.
I know.
How many Emmys do you have?
Five.
No way.
Five Emmys, man. And we did not rehearse that. No one has ever asked me that because...
Well, it's because I have an Emmy. And
don't
so
you?
I got... like you have the baby Emmy. You don't have like the real Emmy.
Are you kidding me? Best individual sports anchor. None of this like
in
best,
what market?
Best story, best like best package.
Oh my
best,
god!
Best like one night appearance. I'm talking about best sports anchor in the country. Mm. Give him the award.
Then the follow up question's easy. What the hell are you doing here?
Well, the bottom fell out about 5 years ago.
Devone, I did ask you where you store them the other day.
My mom has some, and I actually, you know, they're actually really...
Oh, my God. On your LinkedIn, and I just...
I didn't put that together.
Okay,
but...
first of all, I just Googled Dan Devone Emmys. Up pops his LinkedIn. Dan Devone. Picture from about 2002. Hey. Dan Devone, Emmy Award-winning founder. And then below it...
I did not do that, but...
Dan is a 5-time Emmy Award winner. TV Sportscaster of the Year, COO, CMO, radio host, that should be in quotes, co-founder, TED Talk speaker, and I'll ask you one more time, what the hell are you doing here?
Where else would
on
I
a
be?
Friday with the Dipper? You'd be running things.
I'm telling you, I took a left-hand turn somewhere, and it's just been all downhill since, man. Life has been cruel. James, hanging out in Richmond, wants to join us. James, how are you?
I'm doing good. I heard you ask about New York accents, and you got your friend James in Buffalo. But here's the thing, man. I'm originally from Brooklyn, New York, Coney Island to be exact, and I'm a Bay Area transplant. And the problem is, if you want the accent, like if you want Brooklyn, Queens, Staten Island, the Bronx, you're going to be talking to Giants and Jets fans. You're not going to be talking to Buffalo Bill fans. All right? That's the problem.
I hear you.
It comes from the five boroughs. And then, you know, just because I don't want to hog all the airtime, I know you got people waiting. I moved to the Bay Area around the time that the 49ers lost to the Baltimore Ravens in the Super Bowl, Colin Kaepernick, you know what I'm saying? And I'm with you guys. Like, can we just win one? Like, I'm not even that big of a fan, you know what I'm saying? But I'm like, just come on, win the Super Bowl already, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, James, let me ask you, be honest with me here. Can you get a slice since you've moved out here? Can you get a pie, slice? Forget about a pie. Just give me a slice. What's your go-to slice in the Bay Area, or is there one?
I got two for you. Can I do two?
Yeah.
All right. The first one is Aranel in Berkeley. They used to have one in the Mission. Aranel. You know Aranel?
No, I don't.
Okay.
All right. The Mission one closed down. And the second one, I hope I don't sound too cliche here, but here we go. Joe's Slice House in
Where?
Little Italy.
In Little Italy, right here in the city.
In San Francisco.
Yeah. Okay. Good
Joe's?
Call.
Yeah, that Joe's.
We're going thin slice?
Hey, you know what I'm talking about, right?
Absolutely.
What's up?
Yeah, this guy's lived here for 50 years. He's won 5 Emmys. He can't get a slice.
It's because Joe's must have popped up in the last year or two. And we're talking thin slice, right? We're not doing that deep dish casserole crap.
No, and we're not doing the Detroit square pizza either. No, it's not pizza.
Joe's is thin. The slices are huge. It gets my seal of approval, 100%.
I like
James
it.
James from Brooklyn.
Bringing it.
Thanks, James.
And condolences on your football teams. That's got to be rough where, I mean, the Jets, one of my former neighbors is on the staff. Great young kid, and now he's like 30, and so I'm a Jets fan. He was with the Lions last year. He moved over with Aaron Glenn, but they're just god-awful. And then the Giants, just when you start getting excited about Dart, and Scataboo gets hurt, and Jackson Dart is going to get hurt again and again and again. Tough times in New York.
Yeah. Scataboo is, I hate to even make light of this, but you talk about CTE potential. Like, that guy, my goodness, stop running into things, Scataboo.
Yeah.
And Jackson Dart, yeah, that got old really quick. You know, really, my man Pasta, will you once again... And just say this publicly, some of the food that you had the other night, because thankfully I don't have James on the line any longer, but go ahead and tell me what it is that you had last night for Christmas dinner.
Yeah, it was a classic Italian holiday. We had some gnocchi, some ravioli, some lasagna.
Okay, stop right there.
Pasta.
What's wrong with that?
I didn't make any reaction. The only thing that I was wondering, I thought it was gnocchi.
Yes,
but
it's gnocchi.
It's gnocchi.
Thank
it's
God
not gnocchi.
I didn't have James. I don't know what it is that you said. But it's gnocchi.
Say well, it I made you. Them with my hands, actually.
You all made your own potato every, gnocchi?
Every year, the my grandma and the cousins, we're grandma 87 years old now, we all gather around the table and we all roll the dough and stuff, and we make the gnocchi, apparently,
Thank
is what
you
it's
very
called.
Much. Right.
What was the sauce on that gnocchi?
What did we put on the sauce?
There's only one. It's a marinara.
Yeah, we put the marinara.
Oh, I like the pesto on the gnocchi.
You
but
would.
Pesto? Pesto is a big plus.
On gnocchi?
Yes. Pesto on the gnocchi. The basil with the potato. The potato with the basil.
All right. Is it good? I mean, I'll keep an open mind.
Marinara is for children.
No. A good marinara dominates any Italian. I don't care if it's whatever the pasta is. A good marinara. Because they're all...
give you that. No, marinara greater than Alfredo. Like, Alfredo to me is
That's a Cheesecake Factory.
It's an unnecessary use of milk or cream. Good marinara, yeah, with the fresh tomatoes, I'm with you.
There's two things out of Italy. It's the cheese and it's the tomatoes. And if you do both of those right, your marinara sauce is spot on.
Okay.
That's the go-to out in Italy. In the old countries, we call it.
Look at you.
Yeah. James. Oh, no, we did James.
How about we go to the person who's actually on hold?
Bobby's in Los Altos. Is this the guy that's dreaming about you and waking up?
No, I dreamt about Bobby, although I've never met him. And no, Bobby, you're yet to reappear. How you doing?
Oh, man, that's the only reason I called. Okay, well, that's sad to hear. Hey, first of all, I lived in the godforsaken quote-unquote city for 10 years. The other gentleman that just called said what I was going to say. I don't understand why you think someone from New York has anything to do with Buffalo. You know people in New York City where they get 10 miles north of the Bronx and they call it upstate. As if, like, the whole entire part of New York, outside of New York City, is considered upstate. So whoever you're going to have call you has no credibility with me, and they have no business talking about the Buffalo Bills. But I got a question. I got a question for you, Div, because you're a rules expert, and I wanted to actually ask you this. You know when Pinheiro kicked that one field goal attempt and it hit the middle? You know, he barely missed that, whatever, 64-yarder, right?
Yep.
When they had that back camera, it was so straight. I actually thought it was going to hit, and I don't know the words for these things, but it's a thing that connects the crossbar. I think it might be called a stanchion, but, you know, the actual thing that connects the crossbar to the ground. If it were to actually hit that thing and then bounce backwards, through the field goal again. Would that count as a field goal?
Yeah, that's a super question, Bobby. I don't actually have that one in front of me, but if that object that you're describing is beyond the scope of the crossbar, then yes, it would count. Once the ball goes through, no matter what it hits, after it goes through the uprights and above the crossbar, then yes, it would be good.
Okay. All right. I knew you would have a good answer for that one. And then... since you're, I guess, throwing out vocabulary, first of all, props to you because you're probably the only host. I haven't been listening this week. You're probably the only host that's actually a regular host that's working this week. So props to you. And then I just want to say I really appreciate us talking about the Niners. I fully expect them to win a playoff game. My only concern is if they do get the number one seed, then most likely the Rams would be the 5 seed. Which means that our first game would be against the Rams at Levi's. Would that be correct?
If they're the 1 seed, then yeah, they'd all be at Levi's.
No, he wants to know if it's against the Rams.
Rams would be the 5 seed. Presumably they'd beat the 4 seed, and then we'd have to play the Rams at Levi's. That's the way I look at it.
Yeah, sure. I mean, if the Niners are the 4 and the Rams are the 5, I don't even know if that is possible. That would mean Seattle's the 1, and the Niners, I don't think, can be the 4. It's impossible for them to be the 4.
No, he was asking if they were the 1, where there was any scenario where they could draw the Rams, who would be, there's a good chance they'd be at the number 5. But I got to do a legal ID.
If they're the 1, they would play the worst of the teams that advance. So if the Rams were the only team that advanced out of the 5, 6, and 7, then yes, they'd play the 5.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, and Odyssey Sports Station, the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system, It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.